Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us, Cam Inman of the Bay Area News Group. He covers the San Francisco 49ers. And he also just completed a book, The Franchise,
wow.
San Francisco 49ers. Congrats on the book, Cam. And congratulations.
Did you get your copies yet?
Not yet. I haven't.
Oh, they're in the mail then.
Okay.
Big Cam.
I appreciate it. Well, let's cut right to the chase. There were some reports earlier today that Brandon Ayuk was going to practice. Are those accurate?
I'll tell you in 3 hours. I mean, it's they're not on the field for a few hours. It's basically they are shifting into regular season mode. And so I don't even know if we get to watch the full practice anymore, because it's week zero is kind of a little tricky thing where we can either watch all of practice and not go in the locker room or vice versa. So we'll find out exactly what they have planned. If he's on the practice field, I still don't know if that eliminates the doubt of what his status is.
I mean,
you know, does that mean that he's really close to signing a market rate contract extension? Does it mean he's going to play under the fifth year option at half the salary he deserves? You know, there's going to be lingering questions until there's no more questions. And you know, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch will talk to the media here in about 2 hours. I'm already at Levi's Stadium, so it's not as if there's a big parade welcoming Brandon Ayuk or Trent Williams back. They're still kind of sizing up their practice squad and going through some roster shenanigans of the 53-man cutdown day yesterday. But I think the only two transactions anybody is waiting for really are the Ayuk and Trent Williams deals.
Cam, I'm so damn excited. Congrats on the book that football is back. But it actually started draft night when the Niners drafted Pearsall. And now we got this Ayuk situation going. But why I'm irritated, Cam, you help me out, is we weren't able to see him at all during the preseason. Am I wrong to assume now that he's back at practice in that blue jersey that he'll be available for the Jets? What are you hearing about Pearsall, and how much do you think he's behind, if at all?
Hey, Goo. Yeah, I mean, it is a question. It's a concern, but I don't think it's a major issue. You know, Shanahan confirmed Friday night that Pearsall had a shoulder injury tracing back to college, right? So it sends up a bunch of red flags. Like, what did you do? Draft a guy that has an injury history? Well, most guys do. Now, we saw enough of him in the spring to inspire confidence that this guy could contribute as a rookie and could contribute a lot, perhaps. I think that's all really contingent on whether Brandon Ayuk is a full go in week one. You know, Pearsall also does not have to be your punt returner, because they kept Jacob Cowing, another rookie on the team, and he's going to probably fulfill that role on Monday Night Football against the Jets. And then you got Debo, you got Juwan Jennings, and you would figure like health is also going to be an issue. Just from my body language, watching Pearsall working on the side in the last couple of weeks, I think he's okay. And that's beyond just kind of running fine. It's like how, what are his range of motion with his shoulders, just with what he's doing. And he looks like it'll be fine. Yeah, he's in the blue non-contact jersey. So just a matter of if they can protect the tenderness a couple more weeks before he's in the full action. But this is a guy that did not miss games in college. So I'm not going to start questioning his durability yet.
Cam Inman joining us on 95.7 The Game. He comes courtesy of the River Islands guest line. I asked my partner this earlier. I'll ask you the same question, Cam. Does Brandon Ayuk receive a long-term extension or not?
Steiny, I think he does, just because they've reached this point and they haven't traded him. And for him to get on that field, he's going to want that financial security. I just don't see him wanting to play under a one-year option. You know, what's different about this and all these other 49er contract extensions in past years that everybody gets consumed with is the Kittle, Fred Warner, Bosa, Debo's, all those guys got their contract extensions after their third season. Well, Ayuk has already played four seasons, and that's why he's entering the fifth-year option. So it's kind of like, what the heck happened? Why didn't they get this done last year? And if that's really the question, then it's going to be like, well, you know the answer because he won the world and he still wants the world. And he's just holding out to the very last minute until they tell him he can't have it. You know, is it their fault? No. Is it his fault? I think it's a lot of business that's still going on behind the scenes. And, you know, when he was on the practice field 2 weeks ago, I'm like, look, this dude, he's not just out there going through the motions of just standing at practice and like looking like I don't want any part of this team. He really seemed invested. He interacted with teammates to the point where I said he wants to be part of this team and they need him to be part of this team to serve as that 1-2 connection with Brock Purdy going forward for years to come.
Cam, I was watching the NFC Championship game 2014, Seahawks and Niners at Seattle, and I was watching Patrick Willis, the Hall of Famer.
What are you doing watching?
Well, the NFL Network had it on. Come on, they had it on.
How is this helping your fantasy team? Come on.
Well, it's not. But I'll tell you what, I'll give you a call after the show for that help. But I was watching Willis and Bowman, and that thing was. It didn't go as long as it should have because Bowman got hurt in that game. And that has me thinking about Warner and Greenlaw. Right. And I know it's different injuries. Am I wrong to not expect Greenlaw back this year? What are we hearing about his availability, if at all, this season? Because that's a big one to me.
Oh, no. I think everything's progressing right because, you know, they weren't going to rush him in through into training camp. The guy just tore his Achilles, 7 months ago in the Super Bowl. But everything I've seen is he's out there watching practice. So it's not like he's disconnected himself from the franchise and team. I think the plan all along was him to start the season on the PUP list, meaning he'll miss at least the four games. I think he probably will miss the first 2 months. Like maybe he misses the first month, then gets back into practice. They open up a 3-week window to watch him. And then he could come in. I think, you know what, honestly, Gu, I think the bye week, as it has been the last two preseason or the last two seasons, is in week 9. So, you know, and that's right at your midseason. And so I would think that's probably what they penciled out for Greenlaw to come back at midseason. And so you just got to hope that Devondre Campbell can like kind of fill in that role next to Fred Warner as a sidekick.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Maybe even D. Winters to an extent. Curtis Robinson, Demetrius Flanagan, Fowler, guys that have been in the system for a couple of years, so they know. So it's not like the Niners are totally shorthanded. But, I mean, you go back to 2014, and Bowman and Willis.
They were
Bowman
some
was
bad boys.
At his peak.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, because that 2013 season, honestly, like Bowman was playing at an MVP level before he got hit by friendly fire in that NFC Championship game, and that just wrecked his whole like career path, and it really set back the Niners franchise because Willis retired after the next or midway through the next season, essentially, and next thing you know, you lost that 1-2 punch altogether.
Yeah.
And I mean, well, you know, Bowman came back for a year or two. But he was gone quickly, and now he's coaching the Los Angeles Chargers under Jim Harbaugh. How about that?
Wow, there you go, Mr. Harbaugh, Steiny.
Yeah, Mr. Harbaugh.
Steiny, you want to talk fantasy football? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm going to pass on that right
Cam,
now.
Cam, I'm going to pass real quick, on that. Cam, so you play fantasy, right? It sounds like you're pro fantasy.
What do you mean play fantasy? It's don't you work? It's not play. It's work. You know, you got to get through it.
There yeah. you go.
Yeah, I do, but...
he's
I
another
do,
one, apparently.
One
there you go.
But here's two rules of fantasy football for me. One, I don't draft 49ers, so I don't want like any kind of weird
okay.
conflict of
Got
interest.
You.
And two, something that you should carry over to the airwaves. Do not talk about your fantasy team. Nobody cares who play yeah. what players you have.
You sound like Mark Abanez. Oh, my God.
Hey, Cam, what does it mean that Trent Williams is not on the 53-man roster right now? And what happens if yeah. and when he comes back?
So he went on the reserve, did not report list because he obviously has not reported and he's been waiting quietly. And I believe his hometown of Houston working out in his gym there, waiting for the Niners to pony up and give him top of the market money for as an offensive tackle. Which they did 3 years ago. And remember how hyper aware he was of what the market rate was, where he said, hey, give me 10,000 more a year than the next highest paid guy, which was David Bakhtiari. And then at the time, so it was a 6-year contract. And so he's halfway through it. And that, I think it was that sixth year was like $30-something million, which seemed mm-hmm. preposterous at the time. And Shanahan said, yeah, we put that in there to kind of just, hey, go after that, you know, stay in the game that long and get that money. Well, in 3 more years, $30 million is not going to be what it is now. That's more like a $40 million a year, man. I mean, if quarterbacks are making $50 to $60 million a year, don't you think that the guy mainly responsible for protecting their blind side should be making probably at least worth half of what they're getting? So I everything I've understood from the 49ers, the back channels, is they expect a deal to get done, that they're willing to pay him. It's just a matter of, you know, was him not wanting to come to training camp and then them just figuring out the money, moving money around, and then everything will be copacetic because it's not as if he's requesting a trade like Ayuk was or looking to get out of it. He could threaten that, yeah, I'm going to retire, but I don't see that. I mean, he showed up for a day at mandatory mini camp back in June and was all happy to see everybody, was giving bro hugs out, bear hugs out, to Bosa especially. And so he seemed like he was still going forward, and I think that's still the case. It's just a matter of, you know, ponying up, and they better do so now because does he just put this off for another 2 weeks like Bosa did? I mean, he saw Nick Bosa last year wait until week one, you know, break the bank and get paid what he wanted. I don't know why Trent wouldn't want to do the same.
Yeah. Yeah, Cam, we'll get you out of here on this one. Steiny came in and talked about the 53-man roster and the infusion of youth with the rookies, but none bigger than Dominic Pooney at guard. Can you share with us, are you shocked? Did you see this coming? And, I mean, he's going to get a crack at it.
I was surprised on day three of camp when I showed up and he was the first string right guard, and then you realize that Burford had broken a hand and Feliciano had a knee issue. And so he almost became your default starter, right? But then the more he worked at it, the more dominant he looked. And this is a guy that played left tackle at Kansas last year. And I asked Kyle Shanahan last week, at that point, you know, last week, we knew that Puni is going to be your starting right guard. But I asked Shanahan, without Trent Williams here, well, why didn't you give Puni a shot at left tackle, since that spot conceivably is kind of open, other than Jalen Moore has been manning it, but why not get Puni a couple reps? And he said they were so laser focused on getting Puni in at starting right guard that that's why they didn't. And I don't begrudge him for it, because he looks like he could be a dominant right guard. And I tell you what, in week one, you're going to be going up against Quinnen Williams, Javon Kinlaw, and a really good defensive line. So he's going to get tested right away. So is Aaron Banks, who had pinky surgery last week, and then Brendel on the inside. So that interior offensive line is an issue, just as much as, you know, they got to figure out what they're doing at left tackle and get Trent Williams in, because you need to fortify that line. You don't want to expose Brock Purdy to any pain that he doesn't need in week one.
Hey, real quick, Cam, are they on a little different schedule today than they normally are with practice?
A little bit. I think it could be twofold, Matt. One is, practice is supposed to be at 3. Now, the waiver wire stopped about 9 a.m., right? And then you could start building your practice squad. And then yesterday, those rosters had to be in by 1 o'clock. So I think there may have been a rule where a guy has to be on the 53-man for 24 hours before you can, like, move him to the IR or something like that. So that could be part of it. But the main reason, like, to be honest, is they're hosting their, like, annual players benefit tonight, like a fundraiser. I think it's out here on the Levi Stadium field that they're setting up right now.
Gotcha.
That they do every year. So that's usually like a 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock dinner with most players attending. So, and again, maybe it's the NFL. So you say you can only work so many hours in a day if you're an NFL employee. So that could be another thing, like, come in later. But I mean, I'm sitting here in the club and I see players kind of wandering around, getting ready to go to practice in a couple hours. So they are on premise.
All
and,
righty.
We are off to starting the season in about a week and a half.
There you go.
And there you go.
Yeah. Hey, Cam, really good stuff today. Really appreciate it. And we'll catch up with you soon.
Okay, guys, let me know if you don't get my book. Remember, it's called The Franchise 49ers. You can pre-order it now.
I'm on Amazon right now, Cam. I got you, baby.
There you go.
Yep.
Love it.
All right.
All right. Take care, guys.
Yes, sir. That's Cam Inman, 49er NFL reporter for Bay Area News Group. And yes, he's an author of The Franchise, San Francisco 49ers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them,
Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.